But what does it do to help us as the people who have to take these complaints and the residents as the people that are feeling the blast? What does this do for that?
This shows that we're in compliance with the PDD. And not only are we blasting below the levels, we're substantially below the levels of the PDD on a regular basis. So we are compliant with the PDD. We've always said that you're not going to never feel it. We can't make it where there's absolutely zero vibration. We said that from the get-go, and all the times I've been coming to these meetings, we've been saying the same thing.
So, and I just so the residents know, even if they were to blast that at that highest level for, I don't know, three times in a row, at the very highest level, they're allowed to go, the way it reads, it's 85% of the time that as long as they shall not exceed 0.30 inches per second on at least 85% of their blast. So that doesn't...
Okay, but I guess my question then is how many blasts have we had over 0.3 this year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even if you did have them over 0.3, there's this wiggle room in there that you can have them over 0.3 for 85% of them. And you get to, you know, so it, what I see is the blast level that's set is not working for the residents. Works great for you, but it's not working for the residents. And we were at a point where you were doing great. Everybody was happy. Everybody was pretty happy. They still were feeling them, but they weren't sending in complaints to the city for, I don't know, a couple months, and you know, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's like, can you please try to figure out what the difference is? That's all they're asking.
Well, the difference is in the location of the quarry. And when we go from blasting, we've blasted 129 times, I think it was, so far this year. And all but one of those has been up in the middle or north end of the quarry in the northeast corner.
And how did that compare to the last big complaint one in October as far as location and blast level?
Well, the blast vibrations recorded on the Allwood seismograph were 0.09. Okay. So if you look at just from Stantec's report, just from their average at the 7301 seismograph, which is the far north one, where a lot of our blasting is, that one was a 0.105. So this one was actually less than that. The difference was the location in the quarry. So instead of being up in the northwest corner, it was down in the south corner.
Okay, so this last one was in the southwest corner?
South central.
Okay, south central. And the one October of last year that received all the complaints, where was that one?
That was in the same location.
Okay, so we know we pinpointed that the south central location seems to cause a lot of residents to complain. When you're in the south central location, is there any way to lower your and do a little bit smaller blast? Is that even possible?
These are pretty low readings already where they are. And
but as we talked about, it's still causing it. And we know you're in compliance. I'm not saying you're not in compliance.
But we were getting complaints when we're not even blasting on that and when we get no readings even down there. So how do you lower it to even below negative? No, the part of it is because we haven't blasted down that probably only a handful of times the last 2 or 3 years, where a lot of our blasting has been up in that northeast corner. How many residents' complaints do you get up in that northeast corner where we've been blasting on a regular basis?
Personally, I don't get that many. I got them from this
last
one.
We're blasted actually at lower levels, and we're actually have recorded up in that area too. You know, part of it is because we haven't been down there in a while. So when we go up, people are going to feel it a little more than when we're blasting on the north end. I'm not going to say that they're not. I've never said that.
Well,
but we're going to keep those vibrations as low as we can. So
that would
I think
be
we've
great.
I mean,
that's really that. This is all this is about. We've been here for years arguing the same point. It's about lowering the level to prevent the citizens from having to worry about the value of their home. Bottom line, that's really all they're asking, and you make a lucrative business. We're grateful for what you provide for the area, but they also put a lot of time and effort into their homes. And you know, if you could just try to be mindful of that,
I think we have been. And that's why we come. That's why we've come to every meeting that we've had for how many ever years.
Well, now I think it's pretty clear
that we're
never
going to be able to make it where vibrations are zero. That's not the case.
I don't think
well below the limits where they're not going to do damages to anybody's homes, structures, and buildings. And that's why we do all the monitoring that we do. That's why we've been supportive of the Quarry Monitoring Committee, you know, doing their monitoring as well.
All right. The next, thanks for that, Clint, for going over those.
Is there anything else you wanted to explain about the form itself and the headings? Or is that?
Well, he did. There's not very many headings to go. So the first one is date and time, self-explanatory. The next one is pain and only activity numbers. Next one's pain and only location of the monitor. The next one is PVV in seconds, which you said is the ground vibration. Then there's the date, time, PVV again, Stantec monitoring locations, and the difference in the values. So he already explained them. Yeah, and then on their sheet, they also have the AO and the NT, which he talked about air overblast for AO and the no trigger. So I believe he covered everything that I... Commissioner Shore.
Well, I will say I didn't get as many calls I was bragging about last month, but this month on Monday, September 23rd, 11:01, I got 6 calls, and then I got one from Judy Grzewski. And she says, and you can tell them where I live. She lives on West, 6,000 West Court. So that would be just south of, what's the gentleman's name right there on the corner? Right in that area, right near where Mike Barber lives. And she said it was so hard. She thought it was an earthquake. And that was the same day that I got 6 calls from people.
Reglo, I have a question about the item that shows the official complaints. So for the reporting period of August 15th through 9/16, the total complaints were 9, the official complaints were 5, and the unofficial were 4. Can you explain to me what makes up the difference in the official and unofficial?
All the official complaints is when the complainantee submit the official form through the website or through the city clerk. And unofficial complaints just a call when they don't fill the form.
Okay, so
that's the difference.
So if I'm complaining, I have to not call the planning department and say my complaint. I have to call the clerk's office or fill out a form?
Yes, through the website
Okay. Or
through the clerk's
office.
When did
that change?
Yeah, I don't know when that changed because it was, we were supposed to be calling Joel when we had complaints. So,
that's an unofficial complaint. And when you fill the form, it's an official complaint. That's the difference.
Okay, so you should probably make note of that if you want your complaint to count. I know that I had kind of concerns about the process where the quarry has its own special complaint form, and every other business in the city of Franklin uses the regular complaint form. And under the regular complaint form, there are methods of... following up, and the aldermen, we get copies of those complaints. This quarry complaint form, that doesn't happen. So I would encourage you to file in both places, both forms online.
I have a comment. Yeah,
yes.
It's the first time I prepare this summary of the complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any comment or changes proposed to this summary?
I don't have, other than maybe you could put on here when someone reads the packet, the difference between official and unofficial, maybe a footnote on the bottom or something, so
okay.
That would let people know. So I did call the our contracted monitor, Mike Rosnowski, with Stantec, and he said, I looked up the blast this morning you referenced, and that occurred at 11:10 a.m. The Painted-Olin Vibrotech monitor has a PPV reading of 0.128, while the Stantec monitor was 0.09. It seems to me like it's quite a difference in monitoring. Both of these values are below the 0.30 guidance set by the ordinance and also consistent with other and recent blasts. That was his response to that.
Question. We are a recommending body to the council for changes. Is there any way that we can start getting the council to understand the numbers in a timely manner so that they can see maybe a correlation between some complaints and the actual numbers that are happening, just so they're aware of it? I mean, we have to recommend at some point, if anything is going to be happening, the council has to approve it. We can recommend things to the council. But until they know what the data is and see numbers and correlate that to some complaints, I don't know if, you know, it's more of an awareness thing that I think should be shared somehow with them. And I just don't know if there's a vehicle to do that or how that might happen other than us reporting something at sharing some time and meeting with them to explain the numbers or share the numbers.
Well, being involved in the city of Franklin for 20 years this April, 8 and a half as a volunteer, I've been to many council meetings prior to being on the council, and I've watched the people in this district struggle with this issue for many years. The thing that I see is the aldermen that aren't representing these districts, they don't really care. It's not their issue to them.
Yep.
And so, and I wouldn't say they don't completely care. I wouldn't say that, but they've got their own set of issues. They've got their own set of complaints. And they're not getting the, you know, they don't get what we hear at these meetings. They're not getting the amount of phone calls and emails we get on this issue. But we're going to get to the motions that were made. And while I would like to say it's just as simple as taking this to council and getting them to understand these numbers, I think it's important that we look at the motions that we have brought to the council and what actions have been taken on those. So that will be coming up. Are there any other comments or discussion on the complaints and the blasting data that we have in front of us? Regula, would you make sure that when we put the documents in there, we're putting the Painted-Olin's ahead of a month ahead, so this one will have to go in the next one as well. So,
okay.
They're a month ahead. Stantec's next month will now correlate with the one that's in the packet.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have to flag this one here. Okay, the next one is status report on the Quarry Monitoring Committee recommendations sent to the council on December 4th, 2018, and a review of the recommendation progress of the council follow-up on January 22nd, March 19th, and there was actually a June 18th date as well when, but that wasn't on here because we can get into that later. So, I had Regula put in the motions that were made. I also went out and got every one of the council action sheets that went with the motions, and I have those here. So then I took the all the items that were brought up on the council action sheets and all the motions that were made, And I made myself a red line list and a red and blue line list of things that were done and things that were outstanding. I wanted to do the same for the motions, but I thought it would be really important that we actually read those motions and discuss those into the record rather than having me have this piece of paper. Alma Barber, I think since you represent these people, I'm going to give you my other set of this. These are the points that I pulled off. And so what Alderman Barber and I have in front of me, and I'm sorry, I used all my own ink and paper for this, and I ran low. And as of September 26th, these were items that I took off every action sheet that are listed here. And these are incomplete with options for completion. First, I'm going to turn to the items that that were done, and those are the blue items. So citizens requested these items to be addressed. Add query packets to the online system. Done. Meetings to be held in the council chambers for Betty sound and recording. Done. And this is a little confusion right now because while we have a better recording system than we did when we were in the other room, we also now have a new recording system that I'm not familiar with. So hopefully this will record better, so when people get the recordings, you'll be able to hear us better. Previous Quarry Monitoring Committee article to be added into the city newsletter. I put sort of next to that because the article that went into the newsletter wasn't actually what the Quarry Monitoring Committee had recommended. Somehow there was a snafu on that, but there was an article that went out. Allow citizens to access online blasting information. I put done next to that because we are going to have them not necessarily as an online link, but we are going to be now including them in the packets, which you've are online, which you saw in this packet if you went online and looked at it. Citizens to work or continue to work on citizen questions to bring back before the council as previously directed. We went through pages and pages of questions, and Jill, one of the residents, worked pretty hard with us on that, and we felt that we had completed that, so I'm calling that issue done. Renew the monitoring contract. That was completed. Approval of the blast recording with a different monitoring system, as suggested by Stantec. We are doing a different monitoring system, and I'm not sure that this is the best thing, and its location is best, and it's how it's not often correlating with where the location of the blasting are happening, but they did upgrade the system. We do now have a new company system. It was just some outdated city monitoring that we had that wasn't really in compliance. So there was an upgrade at least to that. Update the council on the contents and status of the Quarry Monitoring Committee reviewed quarry reclamation plan. I called this partially complete because the Quarry Monitoring Committee has done their part and has let the council know that they are done with those reviews, but the council has not taken action on that. So now I'm going to go to the items that I still feel are outstanding based on the first list, and then the preceding list after that that went to the council. And it will be important when I get done with this to go back to the motions to see which one of these motions actually address these items. As of September 26, incomplete with options for completion. And these are just my ideas, and I'm really open to the committee members giving me other ideas for these items. The first one is quarry blasting distance is allowed too close to homes. Survey the blasting locations to determine distance set within the PDD. Request a survey of blasting areas for a distance as set within the PDD. There was a motion to that. That item is in process, and I'll go over the motion separately because I can't do two things at once and relate back and forth too easily on that. The allowable blasting levels within the PDD 23 and 24 are too high for the proximity of homes. These are all our comments that the citizens ask the council to address. These aren't quarry recommendations. These are ones we took from you. We took the council and told them that these were the concerns. For that one, I have review and seek methods to tighten the allowable blasting levels set within the PDD. Review the proximity and blasting levels as they relate to the limits set within the PDD. Again, motions were made on these items. Residents noted significant home foundation impacts believed to be caused by blasting. We could seek consultants' assistance to assess blasting impacts of the homes and foundations. We could determine blasting operations a nuisance and take appropriate action. I don't believe there has been any council motion in any form on that item. Quarry information on the website to be updated. This one is a little bit of a grind for me. One of the motions in here was to have staff update that. We had asked residents for input to that. I have not received any input to update that item. But my suggestion for this one, based on the previous motion, was the mayor, the council, or the director of administration could appoint someone else if the department or if the director of administration is too busy. Every time I contact them, it's, well, not now because we're updating the website. Well, not now because we're busy. And so this was an item taken from December 2018. And we still do not have the city's website information updated. Regalo, that would be great if you could help with this item. Review the Quarry Monitoring Committee appointments in consideration of adding interested citizens. This item was thought to be addressed by the mayoral appointments, but it was denied. Alderperson member appointments ending in 20 and 21. So Commissioner Knippel has been appointed by Alderman Barber. Under the rules, the aldermen get to select the person. My appointment was Margie Shore, with a long history of dealing with quarry issues, and their appointments are up in 20 and 21. So even if Alderman Barber and I wanted to put a different member on, we couldn't make any moves or replace anybody because of those dates aren't until next year. So the only other seat that's remaining is the seat for the mayor, and we have had citizens request to be on that. I talked to the mayor about it. He will not put on anyone that I suggest to go on the committee. Yes, Alderman Barber.
Which alderman or which appointee is 20 and which one is 21? Do you know?
I think. I think he's 21 and Margie is 20.
And what month would that be?
I believe it's May, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'd have to go look.
And the other option is to review the Quarry Monitoring Committee ordinance and make a recommendation to the council for us to make changes to that. I think that is something this committee could take on. It's not necessarily has to be done by the committee. The two aldermen can do that and get it on the agenda as well. Commissioner Knappel.
Have we ever had an opinion from the city attorney as to the ordinance and what the common council can or can't do with it?
As far as the Quarry Monitoring Committee ordinance?
No, the Quarry PDDs.
Well, that was the first item on here, which there was a motion, so I was going to come back to that one. This item I'm referring to is the makeup of the committee.
Oh, okay.
So the makeup of the committee, there's an ordinance that says that he gets appointment, I get an appointment, the mayor gets appointment. That's what it says right now. We could make a recommendation of the council to change that ordinance. And like I said, this committee can take that up, or Alderman Barber and I, as two aldermen, can put that item on the agenda. And I think given that we're kind of stonewalled on getting a citizen on the committee, that might be the only way to do that, is to amend the ordinance. Because the mayor, and unless someone can get him to put someone on that is actually going to be, caring to your needs, can we finish? Because right now I'd have to suspend the rules of order, and all right, I'm going to allow your question, but I'm not going to continue.
Yes. What's the hesitation on the mayor's part to appoint someone?
I will answer that question based on the conversation I had with him. He told me that he felt that the Quarry Monitoring Committee was too slanted, and that he felt it needed more balance. And so I said, I said, we're the monitoring committee. We're not the quarry rooting, cheering committee. So that was my comment back, and he that's where it stands. So the reclamation plan status, the Quarry Monitoring Committee completed their input over a year ago. Maybe it's almost going on 2 years by now we completed our input on that. We were still downstairs in the engineering room, so you can imagine how long ago that was. Mayor and staff would have to add it, the mayor or the staff would have to add that to the Plan Commission agenda and have a public hearing prior to the council adopting that document. So the mayor is the chairman of the Plan Commission, and the Plan Commission, according to what I read, is the governing body over the reclamation plan and holding the public hearing. So that's that one's gone nowhere. So those are the items. Now I'd like to turn to, first I'd like to take some input from the committee if you have some, and then I'm going to turn to the motions that were made. Are there any input on the ideas that I had on the items?
Just what I suggested, but that's still to be worked on.
You may, if I might suggest it, because the mayor feels his appointment hasn't been approved,